US report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Thank you for your time, Harley Carnes.
Thank you, Chris.
Confirmation vote today for Education Secretary.
Yeah, Betsy DeVos has been confirmed as the new Education Secretary. It is very controversial with the teachers' unions. They don't like her. Therefore, Democrats don't like her because she's been a champion for years of charter schools. And she sent her own kids to private schools, things like that.
Yeah.
And so they're upset about that. They don't like her. They think she won't be good for the usual way the public schools are run. And that's probably true because she will push for changes. She will promote more charter schools, publicly funded voucher programs to allow parents to be able to get tax credit so that they can send their kids to private schools. It won't help public schools in some ways. It may force them to change. That's what they don't like.
That might be good, though, Harley.
It might be outstanding because our education system is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And it probably needs to happen, but, you know, when that is the case, people who are facing the change typically, you know, kick and scream a bit.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton releases a video.
Yeah, and we don't know what to make of this necessarily. She did this for a conference called the Makers Conference. It's a California group that focuses on women's leadership. This was a video statement for them in which she said the future is female. She said the world needs strong women to step up and speak out. She said that the people who are there at that conference need to set an example for women and girls who are worried about what the future holds, which most people take to mean that little bit of slap at Donald Trump, and whether women's rights, opportunities, and values will endure. So it'll be interesting. There are other high-profile people at this conference, but, of course, Hillary Clinton's video is getting the most attention right now.
Sure. And a very sweet house in Texas. Tell us about this.
Well, it's sweeter than it ought to be. This is in Spring, Texas. There was a crew came to do a roof repair, and they discovered there were a few bees in the roof. Just a few. There were so many bees that the honey was coming out and coating the walls inside the two-story home. The honey was dripping for 3 or 4 days. She said, I'm mopping on the walls, mopping in. It's all over the curtains. It's honey everywhere. The curtains are ruined. But it's a sweet house. Very sweet house.
It is not as sweet as it should be, though. Thank you so much, Harley.
Thank you. I'll see you.
Bye. Good on you. Harley Carnes.